this is Alan Boyd, the president of the Northern Beaches Dragon Boat Club. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you in this beautiful day?
Oh, very well. It's nice and warm out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, dragon boat racing is one of these things that looks very energetic to me. Like you've got to have a really strong upper body. You know, it's very intense. You've got a lot of people going hell for leather down the river. But where did it all begin? Like, I read here that it's involved something to do with encouraging rainfall, but when did it start?
Well, not quite, but 2,500 years ago in China, it started.
Right.
And there's a long legend about a poet regaling against the government of the time and throw himself into a river and to drown himself. And the fishing boats came out to rescue him and also to take away throw rice into the river to push away all the fish, etc., and the dragons and splash the water. And then from that, 2,500 years ago, it's developed into a sport, an international sport that's throughout the world.
And is it, I mean, I'm not quite sure of how it works, but I see a lot of people in a boat and they're obviously paddling like mad. What are the rules to it?
First past the post, really. There's 20 people in a standard boat who are paddling, and a drummer and a sweep at the back who controls the boat and tries to keep it mainly in a straight line.
So the drum, obviously, you're trying to keep in pace with the drum, I guess.
Yeah, the drum. Drummer is like obviously quite energetically drumming, and idea is to keep the paddle stroke in time. Although sometimes the drummer is just sort of going in time with the stroke. So it tends to be, but a drummer can be quite tactical in the race as well, with the communication with the sweep, looking at other boats, increasing the rate when maybe other boat is approaching, coming up.
Ah.
So it can be, when you get to the really top teams, a drummer can be integral to the team.
I reckon I could do the drumming part. I reckon I've got the fitness for that. But, but not
how heavy are you? How heavy are you?
How heavy? Oh, yes. It's about 80 kilos, I guess.
I'll be a submarine then. We'd just plow straight in. We'd be underwater.
Oh, no. So is the drummer going to be pretty light, do they?
I think you'd be in the engine room, my friend.
So, obviously, it sounds like, it's quite a fast-paced thing. You're going for the boat. And does it sort of speed up as you get closer to the line? Is that the idea?
Depending on the race and depending on what you're doing, it's the Darling Harbour is quite a short race.
Sure.
It's probably less than our standard sprint race of 200 metres.
Okay.
And it's a bit like the Big Bash of dragon boating. So it's really quick, sharp, over and done with. And, you know, if you're doing, you know, 50 seconds, you're probably not doing that well. So it's over in that sort of speed.
Wow, really quick.
And the rate's up, the rate's fast.
Mm.
But the Blue Ribbon events are 500 is the classic, where you're doing 500 meters, which is, you know, depending on the age group, you're sort of, if you're doing the top level, you want to be under 2 minutes.
Right.
And if you're into my aging group, it's probably over 2 minutes. See, the beauty of a dragon boating is that you can do a prem level, which is open to anybody.
Okay.
And then you go up in age group. So you do over 40s, over 50s, over 60s.
Right.
You do men, you do women, you do mixed. So there's lots of different divisions and grades you do. If you're good enough, you could paddle, you know, right through and everything. Well, if you're a woman, because you can't do women paddling if you're a man, but women good enough can paddle anywhere,
really. Nice.
Any level. So, and the beauty is that in our club, we have people in their 20s to people in their 70s.
Oh, fantastic. It's one of those sports that you can do at any age.
Any age. Yep, we have people starting in their 70s and paddle away and quite happy to paddle. It's an easy entry, but if you want to get good, I've been doing it for 25 years.
Right.
And I'm still trying to figure out at times.
What got you involved in it?
Stopped playing rugby.
But wanted to keep fit.
And started to keep fit. And it's a great sport from all the old rugby players out there. Your knees are not quite fit enough and you still want to do a team sport. And beyond the beautiful Sydney Harbour, there's lots of clubs all over Sydney.
Oh, that's really good. What sort of training is involved, like, generally? Like, is it, you know, just get together once a week and have a bit of a...
Yeah, it really depends on what level you want to get to.
Yeah.
We can be a social paddler. We've got people who just come down on a Sunday and have a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And we got people who will paddle 3 times a week. We paddle 3 times a week out of Manly.
Right.
And then we have people who will be paddling 3 times a week, another one in the city, doing weight sessions, doing fitness sessions. And those are the people who have decided to go for state team.
Right.
Or into the Australian team. We had three Australian representatives this year.
From the Northern Beaches Club.
From the Northern Beaches.
Nice.
And we've got, I think it's 7 in the state team now.
Oh, well, it's must be pretty top club you've got going there.
I don't think we're a top club. We're sort of not up the top, not down the bottom, but we're trying to improve that to get a bit better. We do still as a club, we still have the record for the fastest women's team in Australia.
Oh, wow.
Which has lasted for quite a few years.
Yeah.
So it's we can get quite competitive at times.
Fantastic. So, and this event that's a part of the Sydney Lunar Festival,
yes.
It says on a website it's the biggest event of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere. Which
it's massive. We've got in Dragon Boat, New South Wales, we have 62 clubs, I think it is.
Wow.
Just over 60 clubs.
Yep.
And then there's probably just, I think the last reckoning it was 3,000 paddlers.
Right.
Just under 3,000 paddlers. Plus you have schools. Plus on the Sunday we have corporates. We have a lot of corporates come down and paddling. So there'll be maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people paddling down there over the weekend.
Wow.
It's all fun.
Well, everyone can get down there and watch it. It's on the middle weekend of the Lunar Festival, which is the 1st and 2nd of February.
Yeah.
It goes from 8:30 till the Arvo, 5 or 3 o'clock. And, it just sounds like a good bit of fun to watch as well, especially in that Darling Harbour area where you can be all the way around.
Yeah, you can see it from all angles. And up close, you can see them coming down. We have to brake very quickly unless you dive into the wall of the Darling Harbour, so there's tricks to it as well.
Sure, everyone's paddling backwards at the end to try to stop.
And it gets quite tight, and you get a lot of people bashing into each other.
Entertaining, at least.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it. It sounds like a good bit of fun. The Lunar Festival is always an exciting time in Sydney, and that's a real highlight of the festival. Good luck with the racing, and hope it all goes well.
Thank you. And anybody wants to come down for a paddle, just pop down to Manly Yacht Club. You're in the region.
There it is, Manly Yacht Club, and that's just one of the many clubs around Sydney, but that sounds like a beautiful place to do it.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay, bye-bye.